Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio, featuring local and independent artists.
All right, everyone, it is 5 o'clock. It is that time. You know what that means. It's time for a live performance. And in the studio, we have Banjo Electric. Special guest?
Leslie Miller.
Leslie Miller. Welcome, Leslie. All right. Why don't we get started?
Cool. All right. Well, I am Banjo Electric and based here in Detroit. And everything that you're going to hear is through a loop station, so all the sounds are going to be live. I don't have anything recorded on a laptop. And Leslie's standing next to me, and she's got a clarinet and a bunch of different kinds of flutes and a vocal microphone. And it's great. Normally, I have to play everything all by myself, but now I have Leslie with me.
This is our first time playing together.
Yeah, and
a world premiere, then.
A world premiere. And so what better to start off world premiere than a song of a tale of American mythology? This is a cryptozoological phenomenon called the Popelick Monster from Louisville, Kentucky. Thank you.
All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. And in the studio, you're hearing live music from Banjo Electric. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right.
So glad to be here.
Yeah, we're glad you are here. My pleasure as well. All right, if you don't mind, take a moment to introduce yourselves, your name, and other than Banjo Electric, of course.
Great. I'm Gregory Mulkern.
And I'm Leslie Miller.
Okay. How did you two meet? How did you get together to play music?
One of my bands in Pittsburgh called the Cadillac Donuts was playing a show at Howler's, and Greg was on a regional tour, and that's how we met. We were the opening band, and he was the following act.
Yeah. Okay, so it was while touring.
But what was neat about it was that I was touring and I didn't have a place to stay for the night. So I was kind of asking around to their band, but it was like, hey, anyone got a place I can just crash for the night too, like that? And I ended up staying in a hammock up in your music studio, actually, which was a cool space. And we stayed up late at night because Leslie's one of these people who plays lots and lots of different things. So she plays banjo too. Mm-hmm. She's not going to be playing it today, but we took our two banjos and we went out to this like a cliff.
Abandoned lot.
Yeah, like an abandoned lot in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And just jammed for hours with mm-hmm. two banjos. Mm-hmm. I'd never really played with her on a clarinet or flute or anything like that before, but the way that we vibed on two different banjos together was just like, oh yeah, I just want to make music with this person.
And so it began, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you guys recorded anything, or you figure that you might do that in the future someday? Or
I have a second release, my sophomore release, mm-hmm. coming out, and it's hopefully going to come out in this year. It's getting mixed by a guy who used to live in Detroit here, Jamie Dixon, at Homestead Studios in the Russell Industrial Complex, and now he's out in L.A., so he's still working with me because he mixed the first album, and that one was great.
Uh-huh.
So I'm already in process with that one. I want to do three albums where all the sounds on the album are just coming from a banjo. So it's fun for, for the geeks out there and stuff like that, mm-hmm. you really want to get into it. Like all the drums are me hitting different parts of the banjo and recording that.
Okay.
Like making a full drum kit from that. Always played live. I'm not using like MIDI. And I take a violin bow and strike the banjo different things. Like we do, I have like a thing where I take scotch tape and I unpeel it from the banjo, but it's a whole album of just different banjo derived sounds.
Mm-hmm.
I've done with that project. I would absolutely love to do that. This is, I guess I'm asking the question right now. Would you record an album with
Let's
me?
Let's record together.
Okay, sounds good.
See? You're welcome.
Thanks, Scott.
That sounds like a plan. I think that would turn out wonderful. Great. Okay. Why don't we get into another song? What do we have?
Great. This next song is called Lion's Den. It's one of the first songs I ever wrote when I was starting to take myself seriously as a musician, and it's sort of a coming-of-age story, so it seemed appropriate.
Okay. All right.
That boy's bound to be turned. Said it must have been escaping on my house, knocked upon his big wide door. No, he told me I was standing at the gates of hell and knew I'd be there once more. They said, don't go into the lion's den, for then the devil takes your soul. What's the devil doing in that grandpa?
Boy, I don't know.
Don't go into the lion's den, for then the devil takes your soul. What's the devil doing in that preacher?
Boy, I don't know.
Shady door, took a breath and stepped inside. I could not see, the room was dark till a noise caught my eye. And there I saw a band of ghosts and I knew I must have died. They said, welcome into the lion's den, here the devil takes your soul. Well, the devil's a better friend than what you told them. Said, welcome into the lion's den, can you see the sound of corn? And we played all night with a sound of red and gold. This is what it sounded like. And go to school, heed the preacher's word, and then if your life don't seem like it's alright, you might stumble across the lion's den. For there it stands with its shady door, though the paint has peeled away, and you can still hear that sultry sound bids you enter, bids you stay. Said, don't go into the lion's den, for then the devil takes your soul. But the devil's a better friend than what you told. Said, don't go into the lion's den, for then the devil takes your soul.
From Studio J with Banjo Electric. All right. Cool. Guys are sounding good.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah. I know you're getting a little help from modern technology, but it's great. You sound like four or five people, not two. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Like, the whole idea behind Banjo Electric is the fact that the banjo has kind of been relegated to this little niche in modern music making. I like to call it, like, Dust Bowl chic. Like, you bring the banjo in to make it sound old-timey, to make it sound like music that was made, you know, 150 years ago,
right.
So and so forth like that. And if, you know, especially traveling around on tour, you know, I tell people, hey, I play the banjo, and they're like, oh, yeah, you play banjo like Steve Martin, right? Or you play banjo like...
Boil'em Cabbage.
Right, Boil'em Cabbage or Deliverance or who knows what, you know, which is an international phenomenon. By the way, you can be in, like, a small rural village of Italy and someone sees a banjo and they're like, oh, Deliverance. And I'm like, great. But but what I'm trying to do, I mean, the banjo is a real American instrument. The American country has produced very few, like, you know, playing instruments like this around. And what it really comes from is that... in the slave trade, we kidnapped a bunch of musicians from Africa, and they brought an instrument called the akanting over. So basically, the banjo is an African instrument. It has very, very strong roots in Africa. But what was happening was that settlers from like the UK with all those English and Irish melodies and ballads and Scottish ballads were getting together and trying to figure out how to like use this instrument to make their music too, because we didn't have guitars in the United States at that point. The banjo was around long before the guitar. That sort of like cultural mixing and melting of African rhythm and Scots, Irish, and English melodies came together, and technology that was being developed in the country, and we get what we call the banjo today. So this is like, it's a great American instrument. So why don't we, you know, keep allowing it to be more relevant to all the music that's happened in the last 150 years?
Right, to grow, be more relevant, and
right.
You know.
So we're playing funk. We play music in a bunch of different languages that you're going to hear today, and you know, everything from heavy metal to there's influence
pop.
Of EDM, pop. Yeah. So we're trying to use the technology and the banjo in the same space, so that the banjo has a chance to like breathe in 2019.
Get its due, you know.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Sounds wonderful. All right, so mentiras, what is that?
So mentiras means lies, and this song is in Spanish, which, again, if we're making Americana, I mean, America as a language has a lot of Spanish spoken in it. So if we're going to make Americana, music about America from America, why not be writing multilingual stuff too? So this is an original song, and it's basically about not believing in lies that are spread in to keep people from recognizing their shared humanity. So it's
a lot of that going on right now.
Yeah, a lot of that going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we also hope that it's just, you know, kind of groovy and you can enjoy listening.
Wonderful. Let's go.
All right.
Porque sabemos.
protect you from the lies I know you've heard. There are many others who would fill your heart with fear, but I've a message for you, and it's time that you should hear. Listen. Sigue la pasión de tu corazón. Adelante hasta la realización. Yo sé que ya viene el futuro mejor. Cuando la gente escucha a la voz interior, todos juntos como estamos aquí. Yo recuerdo el momento y yo sé lo que vi. Lleno de mentiras el mundo de hoy, pero somos vecinos al mensaje que les doy.
Queremos la verdad. Venceremos mentiras.
Buscamos la autoridad aquí allá.
Vencemos
a la voz, la voz con la más fuerza.
Mentira.
Encontrar aquí adentro, hablando todo el tiempo.
Live from Studio J, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. All right. I didn't start too early talking, did I?
No, you didn't.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
That was a slip of the converse right there.
Ah, I know about that, definitely. All right. So this is actually the first of three shows, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're playing at the Great Harvest Festival in Toledo on Saturday.
Third annual Sacred Harvest Festival just outside of Toledo in Grand Rapids, Ohio.
Okay, so, yeah, we have a DJ that does a show on Sunday called Noise Pollution. Don't let the name fool you. He likes to play, like, the different jam band-type music and the type of music that's going to be at that festival. He's going to try to make it down there.
Oh, cool.
So he wanted me to say hi, and he wants to hook up maybe about playing some music and doing some other stuff in the future.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're playing at 5 o'clock on Saturday.
Definitely. 5 o'clock on Saturday. So just a quick reference, where is Grand Rapids kind of, you know, like...
Just right outside of Toledo.
Just so it's like a little over an hour from here, you'd say?
Yeah. I mean, it's a short trip. It takes you an hour to get out of downtown on 75 when it's, you know, people are leaving, so...
But if you go on Saturday at the right time, it's not too bad.
Right, exactly. So if you can put up with an hour commute, then you can put up with an hour to be uplifted by a great music festival.
I've gone a lot farther than that. I don't know about you. What's the farthest you've ever gone to go to a show?
Oh. I don't know. Well, can I count my own show? I've had to travel quite far for that. I don't know, farthest I've ever driven to go see a show. Well, okay, when I was a little kid in Maine, and this... It's when you're 16 years old, it seems like a lot farther away. But like the biggest thing was I was a kid in Maine. I hadn't even got my driver's license yet, but there was someone else in high school who did. And there was a midnight Halloween show of Rob Zombie solo, Fear Factory, and Monster Magnet.
Nice.
At some like civic center in the middle of nowhere, Maine.
Wow.
And so we drove up and thought that we were really cool.
Mm. What about you, Les?
I think I've maybe sat in a car for 10 hours to drive to a festival.
You ever gone to another country or anything like that? Or?
Yeah, I played in France at this little music festival called the Zodiac Festival when I was doing my degree in classical clarinet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, because last year, the main reason why I went over to Europe was to visit some people, but to do a four-day punk fest in Blackpool, England,
yeah,
and an experimental music fest in Augsburg, Germany.
That's great.
So,
and it's funny, like, for the upcoming tour for the album release that's coming out in November, I mean, you can get to Europe round trip under $500.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's still $500 is a lot, but you know, considering you're traveling
that far,
a good third of the way around the world.
And, well, just even in the most, you know, on an electric car, how much gas, you know, power that would take, how much you would spend to go that many miles.
It costs $500 to drive a car across the country these days.
Yeah. So, and you're talking about the whole shared humanity thing. It's like when I went over there, you know, we barely could understand each other, you know, as far as language goes, but we understood each other because of music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, isn't that great?
It's one of the few things on the planet that unites everyone, no matter where you come from. You can agree on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And that's a cool thing, too, because when you're making music on the banjo and even on flute and clarinet that are, like, people don't associate
the two together
music. I mean the emotions are really the important part about the music anyway. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it's kind of neat to throw people for a loop. Mm-hmm. See what I did there?
Oh, I see what you did there.
Great.
That's a good pun.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We're a little slow on the uptake. You'll have to,
It's all right. The jokes aren't that good.
You'll have to wait for us to catch up. All right. Why don't we do another one?
All right. Cool. This next is another silly, fun days of tune. What instrument are you going to play, Leslie?
I'm going to play the nickel flute this time.
Cool. Yeah.
Thank you. bueno bailar con la gente, mejor cuando tienen pique. Es bueno conocer a una chica, mejor si tiene pique. Es bueno escuchar mi ritmo, mejor porque tengo pique. Mejor porque tengo pique, mejor porque tengo pique.
Live from Studio J, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves with Banjo Electric. All right.
Sí, señor.
Well, I just realized we talked about the one show, but we didn't get to talk about the other one. That one's coming up Sunday, right?
Yeah, that's true. That one is at the De Quindercut Freight Yard, which is the outdoor beer garden by Eastern Market.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard to find. It's on the bike path down there. So you park at a gravel lot at Wilkins and Orleans in Eastern Market, and you kind of walk down, and it's there. But it's this great space. It's operated by the Riverfront Conservancy, so it's a park. You can use it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But they have free public programming every Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 3, and there are bands from all over the city playing down there, and we're going to be playing on Sunday.
Okay, both of you. All right, so you just park maybe, what, like a block or two distance from there?
It's
and then it's
about 300 yards.
300 yards. I think I could handle that.
Yeah.
I'm not too old yet.
For good music.
That's right. I'll go even farther for good music.
They also have beer and wine and juice and LaCroix and giant outdoor games. And it's a real kind of family-friendly, fun atmosphere.
Okay,
and
so you can bring the kids, too, to
this. Yeah, you can bring your dog.
Yeah, okay. And you can do the bike thing if you can. So That's wonderful. That sounds great. Maybe I'll check that out. All right. So you have today here at the station. Then you have, you said Saturday?
Saturday
Great Harvest.
Sacred Harvest.
And that's in Grand Rapids, Ohio. And then Sunday. So
Sunday here in Detroit. And then Leslie flies back to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Ah, bummer. Mm. But you'll be back, right?
Yeah, until next time.
Next time.
Hopefully I'll be going down to Pittsburgh too. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And other cities.
And other cities. Other continents.
All right. Why don't we keep it going? I want to make sure we get all these songs in here.
Cool. Well, this next song is let's put it this way. I didn't write this song. This was written by a band out of California called Dirtwire. They're kind of an offshoot of Beats Antique, if you know Beats Antique. Some people do because they share similar members. What I love about this band, Dirtwire, what they're doing is they're taking instruments from all over the world, traditional instruments. There's African kora, there's jaw harp, which shows up all over the world too, like a samba drum corps line. And they're making music that is using things that you would think are just like, oh, this is a folk instrument from this particular country. And they're saying, no. This is just like all these instruments are paintbrushes, and we're going to draw whatever picture we want. So they have music from all the instruments from all over the world, and they're just bringing it together to make super fun, danceable, original, international music that doesn't belong to any one culture, and everyone can dance to it equally.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a great show. They're switching off. They're actually playing at L Club here in Detroit on Saturday as well, the 7th.
Mm.
If anyone cannot get all the way to Toledo, you can also go to L Club and go see the Dirtwire show, because it's been affirming to see their success.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of people who are just really into music and not necessarily genre and not necessarily like even what language is being sung. They just want the music.
Right.
And seeing Dirtwire just explode on the international scene has been great, because I think we share a lot in common. So
yeah, maybe both of you can tour one of these days.
Hey, you said it. I didn't say it.
Never know. Never say never.
I would not say never to that. Anyway,
let's do it.
Yeah,
all right.
This tune's called Lord Almighty. It's off of their album Blaze. They got a new album now called Electric River. Cool, let's do this thing.
the only way. Heaven knows what I say. Down on my knees and pray. Lord Almighty, once she got to me, never again be free. Now I just wanna see. Lord Almighty, Lord Almighty.
Live from Studio J with Banjo Electric. All right. Okay. So if somebody was interested, anybody listening right now and getting a hold of your music, how would they go about that?
You can break into my house. I got a box of 500 CDs that
What's
I haven't
sold. What's the address
sold.
Now? Let me write this down.
No. We're on all the social medias, Banjo Electric, BanjoElectric, .com, or Banjo Electric on Facebook, Banjo Electric on Instagram, Banjo Electric on Bandcamp if you want to throw me some cash. If you want to throw me a lot of cash, I got a GoFundMe going on for the album release and the tour, Banjo Electric, whatever. Mm-hmm. You can type it in. It's great having a band name that is not a different thing. I was trying to look up this really, really great organization called Three Sisters that sells like jewelry and other crafts from Africa directly, and they take all the proceeds and they fund the making of children's books in the specific languages of these villages where mm-hmm. children don't even necessarily have access to a library at all, mm-hmm. and there are children's books written in their specific dialect for them. Mm-hmm. It's a great organization. The crafts are all like responsibly sourced. They know the people involved, but they're called Three Sisters, and I was trying to find them. And
that had to be tough.
And so you can just probably go to like threesisters.com, and that'll be fine.
But you picked the right name. Nobody's going to find anything different.
Yeah, no one knows Banjo Electric. It's not even a thing.
All right. So Wrap You in My Melody.
Ah, yes. Can I talk about this tune a little bit? This is a tune that is based off of a story in Indian mythology. Mm-hmm. And India being another culture in your neighborhood. Basically, Lord Shiva was very, very angry because someone that he loved killed herself. And he loved her, so he's like, how could that have happened to her? Because I loved her so much, like, did it not come through, whatever. He got very, very angry and very confused and enraged and could not be consoled. And his wife, Parvati, saw this, and she couldn't speak to him. She couldn't get in the same room or anything like that. But she invented a series of notes, a scale, and used music to calm him down, and it worked. And that's—I just think that's just such a really special, great thing about music, that, you know, sometimes words are just not enough. Like you can't do everything you can do with words. No one can hear reason when they're upset.
Right.
But
music can do it, though.
Yeah.
It's a whole branch of psychology.
Yeah.
Music therapy. Yeah.
I remember, like, you know, like the first time I'm a kid, and I hear, like, what was the first one? Probably like Tool, for instance. Tool or like Nine Inch Nails or all that stuff. And I was like, it hit a part of my soul that I didn't know needed to be expressed. And it said all the words for me. And it was just this extreme feeling of like, like, thank you, music, for like being able to access that. I mean, music does so many amazing things. So, yeah. Without further ado. Oops.
Stand when I hear you cry, but your rage won't let me near. So if I can touch you with a song, I'll stay and I'll sing right here. I have only love to give you, can't fix what's been done. I will wrap you in my melody till the daylight comes. Nobody should feel the pain and the grief you've been made to feel. But your anger at the world won't help, and the toll that it takes is real. I wanna heal you, bring you back. I can't fix what's been done. I will wrap you in my melody till the daylight comes. Though your heart is daylight come. can't stand when I hear you cry, but your rage won't let me near. So if I can touch you with a song, I'll stay and I'll sing right here. I have only love to give you. I can't fix what's been done. I will wrap you in my melody till the daylight comes. I have arms to hold you and a song I sung. I will heal your grieving till the daylight, till the daylight come, till the daylight come. I will wrap you in my melody, I will wrap you in my melody. The daylight gone.
Yeah, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Banjo Electric, live, the WHFR studios. All right.
We're going to skip the next song.
Skip the next song?
Oh. Well, we got 10 minutes left, and I wanna play the other two. Is that all right with you, Lizzie?
Which one are we doing?
We're gonna skip Esmer and get into Rompy Rompy.
Rompy Rompy. What does that mean?
Well, I learned this tune because of my involvement with this 7-piece like theatrical genre mixing international dance band called Sold Only as Curio, and we're all Detroit people, and. This song is in Turkish, and Rompy Rompy basically means fa la la.
It
doesn't actually have any translation. It's just like, you know, things that we sing fa la 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 la.
Just a funny thing to.
But the song, oh man, I got to really tune for this. The song is it's basically a celebration of life song.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first lyrics are, "The rain falls on my tent and makes the sound sip, and I'm not dead yet. That's pretty great." And it also talks about there's coffee in the coffee pot, and, you know, I'm poor and everything I have is in hawk, but at least there are beautiful women dancing.
And there's music, of course.
And there's music, which is what this is all about.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. So it's got a lot of good universal themes in it. And the song is, you know, extremely old. and a bunch of different countries sort of, you know, fight over who has more ownership of it, but
one of those.
Everyone does that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, did you know there's a different version of what's that Jackson 5 song that was released at the same time? I'll have to ask Drew Schultz about that one.
He'll know.
Yeah. So anyway,
I'm going to introduce my flute really quick.
Yeah, thanks.
So I'm whipping out a bamboo flute right now. It is made by Eric, the flute maker,
mm-hmm.
who lives outside of Miami, Florida, because there is great bamboo down in South Florida to make flutes out of. But he is also a missionary in Nicaragua, so a lot of his proceeds go towards helping children.
Nice.
So that is this flute that you are about to hear, and the flute for the next song.
So how many instruments do you play, Leslie?
I don't have a number.
You never figured it out, huh?
No, it depends on what you count as play.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I count all the ones I've heard so far.
Yeah.
So.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
music, folks. Sorry. I don't know why this my capo is stretching the string. For all you fellow electric live looping banjo players out there, you feel my pain. It was the wrong string. It's good. Okay.
All right, Gregory Leslie, thank you so much for coming down to entertain us and my listeners. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Cool.
So we're going to finish off with Carry Me, once again, Banjo Electric.
delicate seasons come and fade. Till the day you meet my horizon, then no more to wait. Carry me back your wisdom, give me a watch of learn far away.
Carry me back your wisdom, and I'll take it with me wherever I stay.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio, featuring local and independent artists.